Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Sister Velvet. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, your automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to let you know Jesus will change your life, make your life brand new. Praise God. We're talking about victory. Praise God. The Lord wants his children to have victory over the devil and place Satan where he belongs, that is under your feet. We're going to continue the message on today, so we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for a miracle. My beautiful companion, Sir Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Praise the Lord. Now, Jesus won't his children to have victory over sin. We sang that song, I got victory over sin. Shouting victory over sin. Praise God. Being saved means to live a life with power over the devil. Power to look that devil in the eye and say, Satan, where I have been, I am not going to be that way no more. Paul said, 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, you women too, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. For old things are passed away. Behold, all things come new. Victory is where you can be among sinners and don't have to sin. Don't have to indulge in sin. Don't have to indulge in worldly conversations. But your conversation can be holy. Your conversation be seasoned with salt. You'll speak what you know. Testify what you see. Bridle your tongue. You don't just run your mouth, amen, and talk things you don't know nothing about. But you watch what you say. Amen. Be careful what you say. Let your words be few. Amen. That's when you're truly a child of God, truly saved. You know how to bridle that tongue. No arguing, no fussing. Amen. You husband and wives, if you're saved and sanctified, you don't argue and fuss. You discuss things, but you don't argue and fuss. You don't be calling each other names. You don't be hidden with pots and pans. Amen. But when you're saved and sanctified, you have a peaceful home. Amen. Praise God. Because you're saved and sanctified and Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. Praise God. Now, people saying they saved and doing these things, they need to go back to the altar and get it right, because they don't have it. Praise the Lord. And I'm preaching on radio letting people know that there's too many hypocrites out there. But when you get saved, you can live it. Amen. Praise God. Because Jesus said, by their fruit, you shall know them. Praise God. Amen. You therefore, you can live it. Praise God. Since Velvet and I, we've been married since 1993. God. This is 2020. Praise God. And I'm telling you, we enjoying Jesus. You hear me? We enjoying Jesus. Praise God. And them years, just like a few days, because we enjoying Jesus. We are sanctified. Amen. Holy Ghost filled. Fire baptized. When you're saved and sanctified, you can live this Bible. Praise God. I can love my wife to please God. Praise God. Because I'm sanctified. Praise God. Not sanctified. I'm sanctified. I got the Holy Ghost in my soul. Praise God. I'm telling you, that's why I can preach like fire and brimstone here on the broadcast. So many weak preachers out there. Because they ain't one reason. Because they're not living right. That's why they're so weak. Amen. Full of knowledge. Amen. The Bible said the wisdom of the world is foolishness with God.
Amen. You better get the spirit in your soul so you'll be ready to go to heaven and be with Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Because it takes the spirit to get up there. Not how much you know in your head. Because there'll be plenty of souls burning hell. Amen. Speaking knowledge. Amen. Speaking, quoting the Bible, burning hell. Praise God. But what you do, what gets you in heaven. Be doers of this word. Not just hearers only, but be doers. When you get it on the inside, you can live right on the job. Let people know I'm a child of God. I don't be joking like the world. Praise God. I don't be talking foolish like the world. I don't talk worldly conversation. Who's sleeping with who? Who going to bed with who? Who got somebody husband? Who got somebody wife? If that's not my conversation. My conversation is talking about sweet Jesus. Praise God. And what Jesus done for me. Glory to God. Praise God. Amen. So there, praise God. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15:57. What did that Bible say?
But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thanks be to God that giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. There's power in the blood to give you victory. Praise God. Amen. You can't go to heaven being weak. Want somebody to pat you up. Pat you up. In your sins. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, Jesus come to get the devil out you. You hear me? Praise God. You repent of your committed sins. But you need to get sanctified to get that devil out you. Praise God. Amen. St. John, 1:29, John saw Jesus coming down to his baptism. He said, behold, the Lamb of God will take away the sin of the world. Not the sins, but the sin of the world. That is that old indwelling sin that inherited from the fall of Adam. Jesus come to take it out. And preachers don't preach it. I want to know why you don't preach it. That's why you got so many sinners sitting in the church. Amen. On their way to hell. You hear me? Praise God. Right under your nose. Because you won't tell them how to get free. And God going to whip you. He gonna whip you for not telling them the whole truth. Praise God. But telling them parts of it. Not telling them the whole truth. Amen. But it takes the Holy Ghost to preach. If God didn't call you to preach, get out that pulpit. Praise God. I'm telling you, glory to God. It takes the Holy Ghost to preach this word. I preach by the Holy Ghost. Hanamahanda, Hilamahaya, Hanamashanda, Hilamasikanda, Hilamahaya. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, Jesus' blood will wash you and root out that indwelling sin. Place in you a brand new nature, the nature of Christ, that do not want to sin. That's why the Bible declares in 1 John 3:9, whosoever boned of God does not commit sin, for the seed remaineth in him. He cannot sin because he's boned of God. Glory to God. You can't go to heaven with sin in your life. And you sure can't get the Holy Ghost with sin in your life. Because you can't put new wine in old bottles. Because you'll blow up. Glory to God. Praise of God. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. And so many Christians are blowing up now. Blowing up getting mad. Blowing up. Amen. With amen. Hatred in the heart. Blowing up talking about the word is beating them up. Want to run to some preacher to pat them on the back. To make them feel good in their sins. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Pat you up so you can feel good in your sins. And to make it easy for you to go to a burning hell and burn in the fire. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I'm telling you. Now Jesus come to give us victory. Victory over sin. But we live in because Jesus whipped Satan at Calvary. He whipped the devil at Calvary. Praise God. Amen. Because when Adam sinned in the garden, the trap of sin fell on the human race. Therefore, well, nobody living free from sin. Everybody was a sinner. Praise God. Now, I don't get in trouble with some of these weak Christians when I go into down here. But I'm telling you, amen. Because Adam sinned, sin passed upon the human race. Praise God. So, Velvet. Praise the Lord. Go to Romans 16:20. Praise God. 16 chapter and 20th verse. Amen. What did Paul say about this? Praise God. Amen. Romans 16:20. Because Satan had put man in a trap.
We're going to pick it up on another broadcast.
Amen. Romans 16 and 20.
Yes.
Is it in the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen.
Now, amen. Paul will let you know when you get victory, amen, God will bruise the devil under your feet. Bruise Satan. Glory to God. Under your feet. When the devil get bruised, he can't make you do nothing wrong. You hear me? You can't, because he bruised. Amen. So many times, amen, weak Christian got the devil sitting in the lap. Amen. Making him do wrong. Amen. I'm telling you, that song said, don't let the devil ride. You let him ride, you want to drive. Don't let him ride. Praise God. Don't let him hold your hand. He hold your hand, you're going to join the band. Don't let him ride. Amen. Amen. You let him ride, he's going to take you to hell. Don't let him ride. Amen. Bruise the devil on your feet. When he bruises on your feet, therefore you can travel. I can travel now because I got on my traveling shoes. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast of Velvet. Because I'm telling you, I'm ready to preach. You hear me? I'm ready to preach. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Right.
Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank God for this Holy Ghost word. Lord, look on up here with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, you forgive me of my sin. Lord, I'll live right. Blow their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood. Lord, breathe in their soul. Sanctify them wholly. Put that joy in there. Put that peace and love in your heart. Lord, I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Those that are sick of their bodies. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch those prisoners during the coronavirus. Lord, let them know you love them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch the people out there in the free world. Let holiness strike their hearts in the name of Jesus. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for deliverance, he'll come, my beautiful companion, Sister Velvet.
Praise him, praise him. The song said, help me to drive him. Drive Satan away. We don't want him here. Because he's a mean man. We don't want him here. So we rebuke him in Jesus' name. So you believe that prayer that Ella Holmes has prayed. You can say, what I have been, I'm not going to be anymore. And keep on thinking and keep on praising him and write us about it. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you, but Jesus loves you even more. And if he has to reach way down, Jesus can pick you up. Nothing is too hard for my God to do. Just give it to him. Those in the free world, we thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us and we pray for you. If the Lord's keep us and provide for us during these difficult times because he can do it. Remember that God loves the everlasting love and we do too. But the most of all glory to God, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Praise the devil out of your ministry. Soon as we get a green light, we'll be able to go back into the jails and prisons to preach the word of God. Praise God. But right now we're here on radio. Those of you that's in jails and prisons, write our ministry. We'd be glad to receive your letters during this time of the coronavirus while the jails and prisons are closed. You can write our ministry. Praise God. Let you know you're out there. Praise God. Amen. Because we love you. We are concerned about you. Praise God. Those of you in the free world, click into our website. Our website is back and running, up again, where you can be blessed by the powerful words, the word of God, here on that website, Heaven Bound Train website. Praise God. To the next broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Sir Velvet, saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go?
This train is a clean train, this train.
You've been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.